听力课堂，听 class.com.
Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear the general manager of Artis Limited giving her staff instructions about the arrangements for a visit to the company by a group of international agents. As you listen, for questions 1 to 12, complete the notes using up to 3 words or a number. After you have listened once, replay the recording.You have 45 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
Right, if that's everyone. Hello, Mr. Pandon, if you'd just sit here. Right, now, as I'm sure you all appreciate, it's absolutely vital that the visit goes off smoothly. Most of the agents already do good business with us, but there are several who don't, and I'm very keen on secure contact with them.It could open up crucial new markets. I'll go through the day in order. So they will be coming there by taxi. I'm expecting 3 vehicles. At least that's what I ordered. They should be here by 9. We need to allow for delays and so on, but you need to make sure that they get them to the boardroom before 8:30. Otherwise, the whole day will start late.Okay, well, after the introductory presentation there, the first part of the call is going to be Computer Center. It's the most up-to-date in the region and should make a good impression. After that, we'll take them to see the Quality Control Division. By then, they'll have been on their feet for a while. So it will be over to the cafeteria for refreshment and showing off a new TV advertisement on the video.Hopefully, they'll be impressed by the image we are putting out. That will take us to the question and answer session, then lunch. Finally, with all that in mind, they'll be taken down the production line. I think it will be helpful for them to see our products being assembled. Now, there are certain things we must keep in mind during the day. We have to give a really professional impression, so everybody's got to tidy their desks, and I don't want any mess at all.We are going to need 2 mobile phones to hand throughout the day. The second one is just in case the first one stops working and runs out the battery time information package. They are still being printed up, but they will be ready tonight. All the agents need to be handed there into packs before the start of the presentation. Language, well, it shouldn't be a problem except for Mr. Gonzalez from Bolivia.He must have the interpreter with him throughout the day. He does speak some English, but it's far from perfect, and we don't want him missing in important points or just generally feeling left out. Latin America is a very exciting market at this moment, and I want us to be right in there. Now on to the evening. Well, the booking is made, and it's all arranged, including Miss Winner's special diary requirements.We've got the private function room at the bank, which is very comfortable and should fit us all in nicely. Although the food won't be served until 8 o'clock. There are drinks and so on. So I want everybody there by 7:30. Okay, and the last point, the director's speech will be at 9. So be ready for that. He doesn't want to talk to a lot of people who've got their mouth full. Well, I think that's about all.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 1. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Part 2, questions 13 to 22. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which various people are talking about school. For each extract, there are 2 tasks. For task 1, for each question 13 to 17, choose the people from the list A to H.For task 2, for questions 18 to 22, choose the topic they are talking about from the list A to H. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 30 seconds to read the 2 lists, A to H. Now listen and do 2 tasks.
Well, it was very different when I was at school. Oh yes, where I went, we were always taught to keep ourselves neat and tidy, not like these youngsters nowadays.I mean, you should see the riffraff who live in our street walking past each day. Long, greasy hair, shirts hanging out, kicking tin cans along the pavement. Oh dear, oh dear. More discipline at home and school. That's what they need.
I tell you, it's a dog's life. Up and down to the boiler's room, turning the heat on and off. I wish they made their own minds up. And then it's time to move a few hundred chairs for some exam or other. You'd think those young rascals could move the odd chair themselves, wouldn't you? And do I get a word of thanks? Not likely. Oh, well, no rest for the week, I suppose. Just off to replace a broken window. The little...
It'd be all right if we didn't have so much extra work. I mean, the lessons are quite interesting, sometimes. Well, not everyone is boring anyway. But the assignments and projects just go on and on. You never seem to get to the end of them. I think it's seriously affecting my football.
You see, it all boils down to one thing these days. Pupils have a choice. All my staff do their best in the classroom, and I have very confidence in them. But at the end of the day, it's up to the individual pupil to decide whether he or she is going to do their homework, or revise for exam, or learn anything at all. We can't force them. It simply doesn't work. No, what we have to do is much more difficult. We have to make them want to learn. No easy task, believe you me.
I just hope they're going to push her enough. You know what I mean. At that age, they're in a dream half the time, thinking about makeup or boys or something. At her last school, they said she needed to spend more time on her homework. What's more, her report didn't look all that good to me. I'll have to speak to her form teacher about it next time I see him. I don't get the impression he's particularly concerned.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part two.
Part three, questions 23 to 30. You will hear an interview with the manager of a corporate travel agency. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter A, B, or C for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
And today on Business Sport, we have this year's winner of Southeast Company of 1999, Peter Jones, Manager of Corporate Travel Agency, Corporate Direct. Hello, Peter. And congratulations on your award.
Thank you, Sue.
So, Peter, how has the award affected your company so far?
Well, Sue, we've been stunned by all the media attention, which might even generate some new business, you never know. But the real benefit is the boost to morale. Everyone's been working extremely hard to make the business a success, and it's great to see their efforts rewarded.
So why did you start Corporate Direct?
Well, about 6 years ago, I was made redundant. I couldn't really see myself working for any of the local travel agencies, and I'd always wanted to do my own thing. So I decided it was now or never.
What did your wife think?
She wasn't too keen initially. She didn't want me turning her home into a travel agency. But thankfully, it wasn't long before we could open a small office.
And business is still booming. Some of your services are expanding very rapidly.
Yes, they are. Core services like car rental were popular right from the word go, although what's really taken off is our monthly journal, Travel Direct. Subscriptions are increasing at 10 to 20% a month. We're also looking at ways of promoting our currency exchange service.
So things are obviously going very well for you. But what exactly makes Corporate Direct so unique?
Well, although there are two other independent travel offices here in the area, offering people the same unbiased advice, as far as I know, we're still the only company keeping a comprehensive database of clients' travel guidelines, things like which airlines they use.
Meaning you make arrangements in line with each company's policies?
Yes, that's right. And like the other big names, we can also provide very competitive rates, too.
And as I understand it, you've also been developing the consultancy arm of the company as well. What services do you currently offer?
Well, advising companies on their travel policies is a very popular service and one which looks set to develop even further. What really attracts companies, though, is our corporate hospitality consultancy. We advise people on all sorts of PR-type things, everything from wine tasting to car racing. We've also seen an increase in the number of clients asking our advice on language training courses.
But why does a company use an agency rather than make its own arrangements? Wouldn't it be cheaper?
Well, some companies do, of course, arrange things themselves, and in some cases it may indeed be cheaper for them to do so. But what's most important for companies, though, is that by using a corporate travel agency, they get everything arranged far more quickly, without the hassle of dealing with numerous providers. And I suppose our clients appreciate not having to worry about quality. Quite simply, we take the stress out of organizing corporate travel.
So, who are your biggest clients?
Well, there's quite a range. We've got clients in the retail industry, like fashion companies, for example, and we're seeing far more interest from hotels and catering companies. Although in general, I'd say our customers are more often than not from accountancy firms or banks, and I can't see that changing in the future.
Speaking of the future, what new ventures are planned for a corporate director?
Well, we're introducing a 24-hour emergency service in the next 2 to 3 months. Clients will be able to call our hotline for help at any time.
I should imagine that will be really useful.
Well, we hope so, but our biggest priority at the moment is updating our internet site in time for the travel fair in a fortnight's time. Clients will be able to access our website and book services directly from our homepage. We're also considering introducing a corporate direct credit card, which will let clients settle their accounts with us on a monthly basis. But let's just say that's not exactly going to happen tomorrow.
Well, I'm afraid we'd have to finish there. Thank you for Peter talking to us today, and congratulations again on your award.